imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
So it's super important. You know, obviously the more people you lead, the more people you influence, you know, the more impact your life is gonna have and the more important it is. It's like a real common theme. You probably heard this quote before, but you know, sometimes you're gifting can take you places that your character can't keep you.
You know, sometimes your gifting can take you places that your character can't keep you.
First Corinthians 11:1, the New Living Translation, it says, "And you should imitate me just as I imitate Christ." What it, the NIV says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ."
I look at it more like there's blueprints. Like an engineer, say they design a car, you know, they'll come out with the blueprints for the car. And so these are the blueprints. This is how we should live. But then the actual car, they'll come out with the prototype. And the prototype is the first car that's been built to the manual. And when you go to the car shows, before the other cars have come out, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years in advance, they have the prototype car. And that's the example of what all the other cars are gonna look like. That's what the paper and all the drawings and all the architecture, I mean, that's 3D, 4D, that's like, you could touch it, feel it, smell it, hear it, you could drive it, you could see it. And so you are a prototype. You are an example. Actually, Christ is the Word and He's the first prototype. And we're to copy Him. And the way the next wave of disciples is going to be is they're going to see you and they're going to copy you. And then as they follow Christ and as they follow the Christ in you, somebody is going to watch them. And so what's key is we don't want to dilute Christianity so that, you know, this one area in my life, you know, it's not a big deal. Because then, you know, what you allow a little bit of in moderation, that next generation who's following your example is going to allow a lot more of them to say, oh, you know, they only compromise this much, so if I compromise this much, it's not that much more of it. So you set the example, and the example that you're following isn't just me, it's Christ. And there's areas where you could say, hey, I'm working on this area, but what I'm striving to do is match Christ. And I'm not making an excuse. This isn't right, it's wrong, it's sin, and I'm striving to be an example. Striving to be an example. And so the standard as a leader and as a mentor and as an influencer, you know, your standard is Christ. So you say, what's the standard? Christ's example. And people are going to look at you and follow your example. And so it's important that you're showing this is what, not a lukewarm Christian or not a hypocritical Christian, but you're setting an example. This is what an on-fire Christian looks like.
But you're setting an example. This is what an on-fire Christian looks like. So it's super important. You know, obviously the more people you lead, the more people you influence, you know, the more impact your life is gonna have and the more important it is. It's like a real common theme. You probably heard this quote before, but you know, sometimes your gifting can take you places that your character can't keep you.
You know, sometimes your gifting can take you places that your character can't keep you.
Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.